The excitement is real for the first double of this season. We're trebled up on Liverpool and looking at Everton's defence. Our differentials are also Merseyside heavy, and Sam's feeling nervy not to have a triple captain. Okay, guys, it's here. Double game week 24 is upon us. It's a big week. This is a big podcast. So unfortunately, we've only got Julian and Ron, but we have got Sam Bonfield as well. I've kind of been excited for this game week, but also dreading it because it feels like there is a lot of pressure on it. Good morning, Jules. How are you feeling about the upcoming game week?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everyone. Super cool. I've made my transfer already. I don't know what's going on this week. Like,
are you okay?
Why so early? I know. I guess it's all that Champions League excitement from Wednesday night that got to me. And I thought I may as well be ready for the first double game week of the season, you know, so I went early.
I watched you on UK television last night. You were on highlights on the Champions League match of the day last night, and you did what no one should ever do on a highlights show and gave away one of the biggest stories in the opening link. And I thought you were about to do the same there because, you know, we do transfers at the end.
No, I didn't.
I thought you were going to do the same and give away your transfer, no?
It was all set up on television to make people laugh and everything. You know, it was perfect.
Of course, yeah. Whatever. Sam, how are you feeling?
Okay. I might have some goalkeeper headaches to deal with this week.
Just we could just play change. I was going to say, I feel like that's just a clip that we could just play into every pod pretty much.
Yeah, every week. And I thought I was over this, like premium goalkeeper. I was like, that's fine. I'm over the goalkeeper dramas. No, still got some goalkeeper dramas. But otherwise, I'm feeling all right. Obviously, I'm troubled up on Liverpool. More importantly, Kels, how upset were you that you didn't go early on Gakpo?
It's one of those.
I was,
isn't it?
But I'm just so scared of doing transfers in this Champions League.
Yeah.
I'm just so scared of it because the way my luck's been this season, he'd have gone and broken his leg last night if I'd brought him in at the weekend.
No, but I meant, did you not? Because you were talking about doing that last week, weren't you? Ahead of Ipswich.
But also, I was so desperate to come into this game week having two transfers.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, obviously in hindsight I am, but I know why I did it. There's a lot of things this season which I don't know why I've done them, whereas at least with that.
Like every season.
Yeah, yeah. But this is one where I go, oh, that's annoying. What's more annoying is I had exact funds to go from Chris Wood and David Raya to Gakpo and Pickford, and I didn't do it, and now I can't do it. That's annoying.
That is annoying.
That's really annoying.
See, it's all about planning.
Because now, no, but I planned it, but again, it's the Champions League. I was really well planned with it, and I knew his price was going to go up, and I laid there in bed and was like, he's going to break his leg on Wednesday night, isn't he? I just was so convinced, so I didn't do it, and he didn't break his leg. He scored again. He was brilliant last weekend. Yeah. Cool. I'm glad we started on such a positive note. Before we go into game week 23 and how we all did, to be honest, I'm annoyed about that as well. Jules, as I mentioned, you were across all the European matches. This is the point where you can say everything we need to know about it. And you don't have to worry about giving away spoilers because probably everyone's seen it.
That's true. Yeah. Four English clubs, obviously, in the Champions League, as always. A lot of rotation when it came down to Liverpool and the game away at PSV Eindhoven with like 9 starters, I think, not there. No Salah, no Van Dijk, no Trent. Robertson has centre back, that kind of stuff. A lot of kids on the pitch who did well, by the way, despite the defeat. So you know that if you are doubling up, trebling up on Liverpool players for this double game week, then you know at least some of them will be really fresh. It was pretty much the same for Arsenal away at Girona, except that they won. But again, loads of rotation from Mikel Arteta, no Havertz, no Martinelli. We saw a lovely goal by Ethan Wanyeri, no Saliba who was on the bench, no Raya. Neto started in goal. So again, loads of rotation. Aston Villa with their strongest team and Man City with their strongest team in the other two games. Morgan Rogers, the star of the show, really his first hat-trick for Aston Villa. Pretty amazing despite another injury with Matty Cash taken off after just half an hour for Villa. So one to keep an eye on. And for City, they had to go for it. They had to win. It was really the only team that had to win. They did win, although it was a bit tense at halftime when they were a goal down. We saw a really good entrance from Savinho, who scored and forced the second goal, which was an own goal from Bruges, and a good goal by Kovacic as well.
That was a brilliant roundup. Yeah. Thanks, Jules. I don't know why I'm always shocked when you do that, but it's always very concise. It's like you do this broadcasting thing for a living. So that's where we are after the Champions League. So a few takeaway points for us in FPL. David Raya is a headache that both myself and Sam have. In a way, though, Sam, I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it in a bit more detail. I didn't want a headache, as you didn't, and we'd rather do more exciting things, the goalkeeper transfers, but I wonder if we needed that to shock us into selling him.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I did think that last night when I saw that he wasn't playing. I was like, oh, okay, does that now, because I, like you, have been holding that transfer, thinking about what I'm going to do. And I had a plan, and now that plan maybe has gone out the window. So it might just be the thing that I need to just go, right, I'm done with you. Mm. Here comes a new goalkeeper.
Okay, we'll talk about that in more detail shortly, I am sure. Okay, just to check in with our mini league and how the three of us plus Ian got on last week. Sam got 57 points. Jules got 46 points. Somehow, I outscored both of you with 64 points. Ian, though, he's not on this podcast. We need to mention this.
No.
But he got 71. He's doing pretty well, isn't he?
He's only two points behind me now, Kels.
Who's Ian?
Oh, yeah. Who's Ian?
He's massively caught up, given where he was.
Put that on social and tag him. Yeah, so Sam's on 1,419 points. Ian is on 1,417 points. I'm not too far behind now. I'm 15 points behind Sam. But every time I get to around 10, 15 points, I have a disastrous game week. So cue a disastrous double game week 24. Yeah, I'm on 1,404. And Jules, hold on.
I'm low.
Where are you? Just scrolling. 1,357.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. We all know that. So I'll beat you by the end of the season.
Yeah, you probably will, to be fair.
Fighting talk.
Yeah. Clip that up and we'll play you that back on May the way. I don't know when the season ends, but May at some point. And game week then. In terms of my game week, I'm fuming because I was playing a back four the whole time. At the last minute, I benched Kirkez. I knew that it was the week to go big at the back. We've been talking about it on the pod. And what did I do? The exact opposite. Yeah, I benched Kirkez and Greaves' points. So 64 wasn't bad, but it could have been even better. Sam, how was your game week?
Well, again, I was annoyed at Arsenal team sheets because when I saw Saliba was playing, I was like, now I wish I'd played Timber and gone four at the back. But then obviously it was too late to change it by then. So it was okay. I benched Timber, was really annoyed with Luis Diaz in a 4-1 win that he didn't get something. And Trent losing the clean sheet angered me. So basically the Liverpool game frustrated me. Let's not talk about what happened to Spurs on Sunday, please.
I wasn't going to, but well, that might now tempt Jules. Yeah, I was going to say, you just reminded him.
No, but you could not lose to Leicester at home, surely. That's not... Leicester
Jules,
lost
talk about
seven
your FPL
in a row.
Team.
You know what? I was really proud of me last weekend because I played...
No, proud listen, of yourself. I hate listen. When people are proud of themselves.
Because I played it fair. I knew Saliba was going to play. And I thought it was unfair to start to put him in my team because I was probably... not many people knew that he would start because he was still very much uncertain. And
oh,
that's
so in the know.
Yeah, so I just thought it's fair to bench him. So I benched him and that cost me 9 points, to be fair, but it's okay.
Man of the people.
But it was the right thing to do because most of the managers don't have access to some of the news that we have, for example. So I thought you'd be more, more happy with me for doing that. Okay.
It just feels
next time
like a really,
I won't do it then.
It just feels like a really bad excuse for leaving points on the bench.
No, because anyway, it wouldn't have been a much better week anyway. Even with the 9 points from Saliba, it would have taken me to 55, which is still
better
pretty
than 46.
Bad. True, but I wouldn't
you're
have felt
in the,
as
you're
good.
You're in the kind of area where any point helps.
Yeah, no, very true. So. But I'm sorry, I know what you're saying, but I felt good by not playing Saliba, to be fair, because I just felt it was unfair on people who thought he was out, basically, when I knew he wasn't. So.
Okay, let's move on to the FPL Pod Mini League then. Max Littleproud made two transfers last week and he's extended his league at the top even further. He sold Sanchez for Pickford as well as Watkins for Gakpo. They're good transfers. I wish I'd done those. Those transfers got him an extra 14 points. He's still first in the world. Charlie is second still. He's still second in the world overall as well. He's just 9 points behind Max. A really interesting race.
Charlie's superstar, Charlie, by the way, you mean? You know, he does television now.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so
he does,
well.
Doesn't he?
Amazing.
I love that.
BBC, yeah.
Yeah. If you want to come on, Charlie, drop us a message. I don't really know if I've got the authority to do that.
No, I don't.
And you're probably not going to be allowed to come on. But hello, all the same. Jake Poplawski remains third in our league. He is 47 points behind Charlie. But Jake has all of his chips left, whereas Charlie just has the bench boost and assistant manager. Max has already used his triple captain. So yeah, advantage Jake in terms of chips, at least. Yeah, reminder, if you haven't joined that league and you think you could do well or you just want to play against fellow listeners, the code is Q7YCO0. Double game week 24 then. I feel like here we should put in like a big sound effect, like a dramatic sound effect. I don't know if Jesse can do that. If not, imagine there's one here.
There you go.
Did you do this? Point,
that was me accidentally tapping my my giant water bottle.
That's the worst sound effect I've ever heard.
I didn't
heard.
Do it on purpose, Jules. It was an accident whistling around my pen. Yeah, so Liverpool last week, we talked about them loads, didn't we? So we won't go into too much detail. If you want to go back and listen, there's a big section on Arne Slot's men. How are we feeling? What are our Liverpool assets going to be going into the game week, Jules? Who are your two or three? Or one, maybe?
Yeah, so I had Virgil that I brought in last week for the clean sheet, obviously, against Ipswich at home. That worked for 91 minutes, and then somehow they conceded, and I was like, are you for real? Are you kidding me? Plus Salah, obviously.
I was angry, but then also I thought it was quite funny because I knew you'd done that.
Yeah,
and at least Konate and Trent got an assist.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good point.
I was going to put Konate, my boy Konate, Paris born and bred as well. And I just thought, with Virgil, you know Virgil's going to play every single game. With Konate, he's not completely fully fit, as we explained last week. So there was a little bit of a risk with Konate. So I just thought, Virgil is safe. I've got the money. Let's go for Virgil. And in the end, I should have gone for Konate, my boy. So anyway, but my transfer is Cody Gakpo in for Chris Wood. So I've got...
It's quite boring, isn't it? Because I feel like we're all... Everyone's going to have the same three. Yeah, and that's what's almost annoying about the Gakpo transfer now. I feel like I have to do it just to keep up.
He's owned by 18.5% of the manager. So it's not too bad. It's not too much.
But everyone
I expected him to be higher up than that.
Everyone that we're kind of competing at, if you want to go up in the world, you need to have... Because if he returns, you're just going to get left behind.
Absolutely.
Equally, the flip side of that is if you go for someone different. Sam, you're going to be, I presume, Gakpo, Salah, Trent.
I've got Diaz.
Oh, of course.
So
there's me talking about people getting left behind, Jules. Sam's going to get left behind.
We'll see what happens.
I'm joking.
Right, I'm not going to... No, it could easily happen after last weekend, couldn't it? Like, I think...
Diaz is due a haul, though, isn't he?
Is he?
Jules, better, honestly. Me and him are going to have massive falling out if he doesn't return across this double game week. I don't know. Like, we'll see. I'm already trebled up, so I'm just going with what I have now. I think it's too late to start taking... I'd have to take a hit as well to change it. And
I've got to take a hit now to get Gakpo.
Yeah, and I'd have to take out a player that I actually think Chris Wood can be really good this week. So I wouldn't really want to get rid of him. Yeah. I've only just bought in Macheta, so I don't want to lose him. Like, I like my front three. So finding a space for Gakpo is quite tough, particularly at a point where, depending on what happens in the League Cup in the midweek, we could end up with a situation where we know that then Liverpool are blanking. And if I've taken a hit to bring in Gakpo to take out Diaz to then have to take them all back out again, it doesn't make any logical sense. So I'm just going to stick with what I've got. I've got Salah and Trent, and then it's just hope that Diaz does enough.
And of course, the other thing to mention where you talk there about the long-term plan, and we say it a lot, don't we? Don't rip up your team for one double game week. Yeah. As you mentioned, Liverpool could be blanking in a few weeks. And another team that a lot of people are heavily invested in, Newcastle, they too could be blanking in a few weeks. So you could have, is it game week 29?
29, yeah.
So I know that feels ages away, but it's really not. It's only...
It's five transfers, right?
So if you've got three of Liverpool, two of Newcastle, some people will have more than that even, then you could have headaches. And as you've seen, particularly Sam recently, you can plan your five transfers, but then you get headaches elsewhere in your team as well. So yeah, just do be slightly mindful of that this game week. Okay, let's talk about Everton then. It feels like there's a bit more of a conversation to be had. And it's been quite a good time, hasn't it, Jules, for them in terms of coming into form, back-to-back wins under David Moyes, right in time for this double.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, two different wins, really. And to be fair, one was at home and the other one was away at Brighton. So the first one at home to Spurs, everybody beat Spurs right now. This is the team you want to be playing when you're not doing well or you're not scoring. That was a great performance overall by Everton. The one against Brighton, they had three shots. They scored on a penalty. They conceded 16 shots, albeit just one on target from Brighton. But they were a bit more under pressure. But to be fair, I thought they managed that pressure really, really well. So well done in the kind of two different performances, one really good attacking wise, the other one much more solid defensively, which that's what they needed, and a bit of luck, I guess, too. So yeah, from an Everton point of view and a David Moyes point of view, I think you definitely take that before the two games coming up, especially the Liverpool one in the derby.
Okay, so who are we looking at, Sam? It does feel like defensive assets are the way to go with Everton. And we've said it before, Jordan Pickford is a brilliant option in terms of goalkeepers, isn't he?
Yeah, second highest goalkeeper in the game in terms of points scored this season with 95. He's four behind Sells. He's kept eight clean sheets. Only Sells has done more than that. He's the only keeper to have saved a couple of penalties this season. He's made 64 saves, picked up 14 save points. So he's a really good option, I think. And continues to look okay, because the one thing we do know about Everton is that they are going to play regardless of what happens in game week 29. So if you do invest in Everton, at least you know you've got a fixture for them, whereas you don't have that certainty with Liverpool at the moment. So I don't know. I think I wasn't planning to move for Pickford. I was planning to leave it and invest in a defender instead. But with my goalkeeper potential headaches, because obviously Fabianski didn't play last week either, I probably now need to do something in the goalkeeper slot. And Pickford feels like a good opportunity. He's got potential to pick up the additional points. Obviously, the opening fixture is against Leicester, so there's definitely a potential for a clean sheet there. They can be tight when they want to be. And it's two home fixtures in the double, so I do think Pickford is a nice option.
Any other options outside of there, Jules?
Pickford is, without doubt, the main one. You could go for a defender like your friend Mykolenko, Branthwaite, those kind of guys. I think Ilimanendia is interesting because he's caught 2-2 now. And again, he was very good against Spurs, attacking-wise. Against Brighton was more difficult, but they got a pen, he took the pen. So if he's on penalty, that makes him even more interesting. So, but outside of Pickford and Endia, really, or maybe a defender, but even a defender, I'm not too sure. I don't think so.
Sam?
Well, I was originally, my original plan was to upgrade Van den Berg to an Everton defender and have a fifth so that I could cover out my issues when we get to game week 29, because obviously if it's Newcastle, I've got a defender there. If it's Arsenal, I've got a defender there. If it's Liverpool, I've got a defender there. So it's kind of constant chaos. Unless it's Spurs, and then that solves me a load of drama.
On multiple fronts.
Yeah, exactly. But so I had a look at the defender stats because that was the plan, that move that I was planning to make. But it's really hard to know where you'd go. Like, I think Mykolenko's probably my preferred. Ashley Young's got the most assists of the Everton defenders. He's got 3. Michael Keane scored the most goals. He's got 2. Mykolenko has the most attempts on goal. He's had 11. Ashley Young's created the most chances. He's created 18. Tarkowski's top for chances from set pieces with 11. So it's like every stat you look at suggests you would get a different Everton defender. So for me, I think I'd probably look at Mykolenko. He's that much cheaper as well than the likes of Branthwaite and Tarkowski. Mm. So I think in terms of budget, he's probably the way that I would go. That was my planned move this week, was to go Van den Berg to Mykolenko. Now it might be Reyer to Pickford instead.
Yeah, attacking wise, we're not going to be bringing anyone in, are we? Just a frown from Jules and a shake of the head from Sam.
I just think that the attackers are too difficult, aren't they? Because if you're going to go there, you double up on the Liverpool attack. Plus, you've still got the likes of Isak and all those players that don't become bad players just because they've only got a single game week.
How do you view this double game week for both Liverpool and Everton? Because on paper, it looks really good for Liverpool. But actually, Jules, a resurgent Everton, or a more resilient Everton, should I say, and Bournemouth, well, they've shown they can beat anyone on their day. So it's perhaps not the easiest double game week.
No, it's not. And what's quite interesting about it is it's a double game. Usually double game week are 3 days apart, right? Mm. This one is obviously the week after, because as we said, there will be the League Cup semi-final second leg next week. And it's only after that. So there's actually quite a long time between Liverpool play Bournemouth in the first half of their double game week.
Yeah.
And before they play Everton. So you could have said, imagine they lose away at Bournemouth and then they have to go away straight after, 3 days later, away at Goodison. It's not going to happen like that. So I guess in a way, that's probably a little bit better from a Liverpool point of view, because they're two difficult fixtures for different reasons. Bournemouth, because they are probably the best team right now in the league, even better than Liverpool in the way they play, and the last two results, outstanding, really, both against Forest and Newcastle away. And then the Everton one, purely by rivalry reasons, and to go away at Goodison, especially with David Moyes, who could easily play for a 0-0 draw, which would make Everton and Everton fans super happy, is tricky as well to navigate for Slot, I think. So yeah, it's not easy, but the fact that you've got quite a bit of time in between, I think, will help Liverpool.
Good point. And for Everton, I actually think it's not as nice a double as they could have, because obviously they could not be playing Liverpool, but it's actually really nice that they've got that Leicester fixture, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, and they're two home games and they don't have the League Cup in the middle. Mm. So they'll have a little bit more rest time and preparation time for that Liverpool game than Liverpool will, because obviously they've got both of the cup matches in between. So I quite like it for Liverpool. You know, actually, when we look at Everton over the last couple of seasons in those Merseyside derbies, Everton have been fairly resilient.
They keep them quite tight, don't they? They're not like runaway wins for Liverpool.
No, which worries me a little bit about, you know, because I think a couple of weeks ago we'd have all been like, yeah, okay, Bournemouth and Everton, let's fully invest in Liverpool. And I still think that's the right thing to do. But Bournemouth have proved over the last couple of weeks that they're, you know, they're performing incredibly well right now. So I don't think they'll be quite the pushover that we all maybe would have expected them to be earlier on in the season. And the same can be said about Everton. Those Merseyside derbies historically are quite tight. So I think it's a reasonable double game week if you want to go for a defensive option at Everton.
Yeah, for me, it feels quite an intriguing and quite an exciting double game week, even if I probably wish Bournemouth and Liverpool weren't playing that week. I wish Liverpool were playing someone else other than Bournemouth, I definitely think, because Bournemouth are brilliant at the moment, as Jules said. It leads us on quite nicely to chips for the next game week, because double game weeks are prime for us to use our chips. And we've almost got to plan a little bit more than we would have in previous seasons, Jules, because we've, of course, got the assistant managers.
Yeah.
The assistant managers, well, technically you can have three assistant managers, couldn't you? Because you could change it across the three game weeks.
That's right.
Is triple captain the obvious one? I was just going to ask if you're going to use your triple captain, but I was trying to make it into a wider conversation.
No. I think the triple captain could be tempting for Mo Salah, but like you said, they're two difficult games, and there will be a lot of football. You know, Liverpool will also play in between those two fixtures, as we said, against Spurs in the League Cup semi-final second leg. So when you were talking earlier about not jinxing anybody and not getting Gakpo in your team before he played that game in the Champions League on Wednesday night, it could be the same. We could lose one of our Liverpool assets through injury halfway through this double game week two, for example. So,
which we had before with Mane, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. So you can go for Salah, and I think some people will. And if you're maybe a bit behind and you're playing catch up with people in your mini leagues or above you, it might not be a bad idea. So I think that chip would be played quite a lot with Mo Salah. But we also know that there should be more double game weeks down the line, even for Liverpool if they make it to the League Cup final, for example. As simple as that. So I'd be tempted to wait for maybe better fixtures from a Liverpool point of view if they've got more double game week coming up.
Yeah, what do you think, Sam? I know you don't have your triple captain. If you did,
I think I'd play it. I just think that the way that the doubles are likely to pan out, by the time the assistant manager takes three game weeks out of your schedule where you can't play another chip. So obviously we know that the other blanks and doubles, unless something very unusual happens, the other blanks and doubles will all come after game week 30. So if you think up from between game week 38 and game week 30, you're going to need to fit in potentially a wild card, 3 weeks of assistant manager chip, a bench boost, and a free hit. And if you then want to put in a triple captain as well, then you are pretty much playing a chip every single week for those last eight game weeks. You'd have 7 weeks of taken up with chips. And I just think that this is probably the assistant manager, you're probably going to want to play on a double game week as well. So if you play that 31 through 33 or 36 through 38 to hit one of those doubles, then where's the, like, maybe you could play the bench boost in a single game week, but the triple captain then becomes a bit of a, where do you put it? So I guess the question is, do you do what I did and try and exploit a single game week and wait for, say, Liverpool versus Southampton or Man City versus whoever and play it on Haaland or Salah in a single? Or do you go, all right, well, it's not the best double game week in the world, but nonetheless, it's a double game week and Salah's going to play in both of them, so I'll play it there. Which is why I think if I still had it, I'd play it now, because I can't see a better opportunity later in a double. I think the other doubles, you're going to have other chips active in.
Is Salah the only one you consider the triple captain for Liverpool at the moment, Jules?
I don't think so. I think Gakpo is a great shot, or Gakpo is in better form than Luis Diaz, for example. But if you had Salah, let's not forget Salah scored one goal in his last three Premier League games. So it's not like if he'd scored 6 in 3 or 4 in 2 and he was really, really on fire and unstoppable. Obviously, he's been through the season, so he could definitely be back and score 2 against Bournemouth and then a hat-trick against Everton. That's not what I'm saying. But right now, it's 1 in 3 in the Premier League for him. But at least he was rested in midweek in the Champions League before the Bournemouth game. He will play against Kirkes, who, as we've been saying, is in great form, like the whole Bournemouth defence, because Abani and Houston have done so well, even Cook at right back and Kepa in goal. Great. So really interesting to see Salah against that kind of team, and Liverpool overall against a team that is almost as intense, well, even more intense than them right now, which is rare enough to say. So it'd be good, but I think Gakpo could be a good shout too if you think that all the attention from a Bournemouth defensive point of view will be on Salah, and rightly so. That would maybe leave a bit more freedom for Diaz, who will play as a 9 or false 9, because I mean, Darwin was ill and didn't play on Wednesday night either, and Gakpo on the left-hand side.
You're getting Sam excited there by the prospect of plenty of Diaz points.
Yeah, she could play a triple captain on Diaz. Oh, no, sorry.
Use that. Assistant manager-wise, just a reminder, I think we've mentioned it quite a few times, it does become available in game week 24. And it's really interesting that had it been available in the last game week 23, David Moyes would have registered 19 points I'm wondering if, given the fact that Everton have had two positive results, people are tempted to use it on Moyes at this point, Sam, because obviously they won't get the table bonus against Leicester, but they would if they were to get anything against Liverpool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing, isn't it, with the assistant managership, is that you have to exploit, I think anyway, you have to try and exploit the table bonus. Now, the other thing you could think about doing, and it obviously is going to be very, very team dependent, and whether how your team is set after the League Cup semi-finals play out, but you could feasibly play it on Moyes this week and then move it for game weeks 25 and 26 onto another manager who could benefit from the table bonus. I think it's really interesting to me how popular it's been, because I didn't necessarily think it would be as popular as it is this week. I thought people would hold it for a little bit longer. I didn't expect so many people to play it on slot either. And I think that's interesting, because obviously you're going to get no bonus from him across any of these matches. So,
have we got figures of how many people have activated it at the moment?
Yeah, so it's currently active in 505,000 teams, just over 505,000 teams. So that's quite a substantial amount of managers.
Yeah.
It's only bettered by the triple captain, which is nearly 600,000 managers have got that active right now. It's going to be one of the highest chip weeks ever in FPL this week. And obviously you would kind of expect that, because we've got a new chip added into the game, which can be played this week. So I'm not surprised to see it up there, but it has been a big play this week that people are thinking about doing. It's tough, because I just think that later on you're going to have opportunities where that table bonus can really come into its own. So if you do want to go now, I would still go on Moyes over slot. The other thing to remember is whichever manager you activate the chip on, they have to be your manager for the first game week. If they're not, you then have to take a -4 to change them. It's like making a transfer. So I think you know, there's a lot of managers that have bought in a manager and already made a change to another manager. So that's either used up a free transfer or cost them 4 points.
Oh, wow. So it's like if I brought in Cody Gakpo and then decided I actually wanted Chris Wood or someone else in my team, it's like, okay.
Not like the wild card or the free hit where you can just move around until you're settled and you're happy. With this one, you have to make a decision.
It's literally like having another player, isn't it? It's like having another player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that's caught a few managers out. I think people were expecting to be able to potentially just, you know, move around until it locks in for the game week.
I wish we could do that with normal players on the deadline.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Because I would have brought in Gakpo and Pickford at the weekend, and then I would have been fine, but I wouldn't have known I had the safety net. Gets rid of the jeopardy a little bit, doesn't it? Okay, also a reminder that we will know by the end of game week 24 which teams blank in game week 29 for the League Cup finals. That will help that long-term planning a little bit more as well. Okay, then single game week players. I think we could cut and paste the same thing I say every season ahead of every single double game week. Don't forget the single game week players. They can outscore them. They probably will outscore them. And all of that chat we'll have just had there will look a bit silly, because we'll have got excited and then Chris Wood will go and out-haul all of them, or someone, I don't know. I'm just using Chris Wood because I'm probably going to sell him, so he probably will outhaul all of them. Who stands out to you from the single game weekers this week, Jules?
The usual suspects, really. There's no reason for us to not keep faith in Alexander Isak, for example, or Morgan Rodgers. We said Rodgers was on fire in the Champions League in midweek with Villa against Celtic, scoring a hat-trick, looking great again, and especially with Villa and all the transfer rumours or merry-go-round around John Duran and Ollie Watkins. It's great to see Rodgers in that kind of form. That's the first thing. Cole Palmer, didn't really happen for him in Chelsea's last game against Wolves on Sunday last weekend. But it's still Cole Palmer, and you're not going to not have Cole Palmer in your team either. So really, from the players that we have who just have one game, it's only really just Everton and Liverpool that you focus on in terms of double game week and for the others, it's just I think normal service, really.
Do you agree, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I think normally we would look and go, okay, where are Southampton, where are Leicester, where are Ipswich? But of course, this week, Ipswich and Southampton play each other. So that makes it a little bit more complex. And Leicester have that game against Everton, who are already probably investing in anyway because they've got a double game week. Outside of that, I think George is right. I think the usual suspects absolutely remain regardless of the fixtures that they have. I think there's another couple that you could go with. I quite like Chalobah if you want to Chelsea defender. Obviously, he's got 4 attacking returns, 3 goals and assists so far this season. Chelsea fixtures look nice up until game week 29. So could be a decent enough hold. Obviously, it's West Ham, Brighton, Villa, Southampton and Leicester that he's got over the next few weeks. Attacking threat, potential for some clean sheets there. I think Brentford are really good buys this week. You know, if you want to go for a...
No, surely not.
Jules, yeah.
Oh, you're crying. I can see you're crying.
Genuinely, Van der Ven's back in training though. That's made me so happy. Mbeumo and Wissa, both of them, I think, nice options. Like, and again, they are the sort of players that most managers would be looking at this week. But because there's a double game week, they probably won't. So could easily be the ones that actually really return quite well. They normally do. The Brentford Spurs game is usually quite high scoring, and I suspect that might be the case again. So both of those two really nice options, really nice holds for a relatively long term as well. So bracket them in with single game weekers not to ignore.
Okay, yeah, don't forget the single game weekers. Differential of the week then, a reminder, this is players under 10% owned. Julian,
but you didn't buy it. Why did you not follow your own?
I can't do that all the time, man. Come on.
But this was the week two though, Jules. You were buying a Liverpool defender.
I just thought he's dodgy knee for now.
I didn't even finish my intro to the section. I got completely ruled over.
She jumped on me big time.
Yeah, because you started celebrating.
Because you celebrated it.
Differentials are under 10% owned. Each week, Sam and Jules, if you don't listen to this podcast regularly, they pick a player that they think is going to score big. Last week, Jules got it right. He went with Konate, got 5 points, yet he bought in Van Dijk. Sam went for Mateta, who Aaron Jules did both bring in, but he just got 2 points. Jules, yeah, that's 3 returns. Well, returns even from your last 3 differentials. What's going on?
That's what I do. That's what I do. You know, there's like all that
hard work.
Ever since
the Joel Linton disaster.
My boy Joel Linton. I should never pick Brazilians anyway. So yeah, Konate, great pick. I should have brought him in my team. I said to him that he would be my differential this week. I don't think he saw that I didn't brought him to my team, but it doesn't matter so much. I still love him. And to be fair, I hope his knee gets much, much, much better straight away because he deserves to be fit. So yeah, that was really good.
Oh, okay, who's your differential for this week?
It's my turn. Sorry. So
you get to go first because you won.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. I've mentioned him already, but I went for Eli Manendia, the double game week helping, obviously. But also the good form. We said 2 goals in his last 2 Premier League games. He's 4 in his last 7 in all competitions, which is pretty good. He would cost you 5.5 million. He's owned by only 3.6% of the managers. He's not from Paris. It's a bit of a problem. He's from Marseille.
How dare he not be born in Paris?
Exactly.
Oh, outrageous. So,
and especially being from Marseille and a Marseille fan, I was a bit reluctant, but still, I will flag the flag of Eli Manendia because I think it's interesting. And against Leicester, I expect him to really do well return. And for Liverpool, it might be a more of a defensive performance from him, but I still think he could get something on the counter even against Liverpool. So, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that pick. You going to bring him in?
No, because I did Gakpo instead of him. I can't, I don't have that many free transfers anymore.
It's quite fun though when you do it.
Yeah, it is. I love doing it because, you know, it's that's the idea of the game too.
Yeah, Sam, who are you going with?
Szoboszlai. Like Jules, I kind of thought that I would follow the double game weekers. And again, probably not the right decision
there's
because
us
the single game
saying,
weekers.
I was going to say, there's us just doing this whole, don't forget the single game weekers.
No.
Oh, scrap that. We're going to pick different. You didn't even have to. I just like to point out, I didn't tell you had to pick a differential from Liverpool or Everton. You could have picked a differential from any Premier League team.
I know. And I thought that last night as I was making my notes and I was thinking, oh, do I go for a single game weeker? And then I just thought, oh, well. It's an opportunity, isn't it, to go for a Liverpool double game weeker. So Szoboszlai is 6.3 million. He is only owned by 2.3% of the game. So a nice differential there. He's got 2 double-digit hauls in his last 5 matches, although one of those matches he got injured in and only played for like 12 minutes. So 2 double-digit hauls in 4, really. And in the last 3 game weeks, he's had 14 attempts on goal, which is more than any other midfielder in the game, including Mo Salah, who's had 12. He's in second. He's also created 5 chances for his teammates in those 2 matches. And in those last 3 games, he has an expected goals tally of 1.4. That's bigger than both Salah and Diaz. So Salah's was 0.88 and Diaz is 0.86. So he is actually, you know, doing quite well and his attacking numbers have looked decent. Now, we have said that it's 2 defences that have been secure of late and, you know, it's 2 difficult fixtures, but does have the underlying numbers there and also was one of those that got the full rest for the Champions League. So was an opportunity to go for a doubler and so we went there.
Is he an option, do you think, if you are looking for another Liverpool attacker and maybe you don't want to go with Gakpo or you don't quite have faith in Diaz's form?
I think he's a budget option. I think if you've got a midfielder slot free, then he's a budget option. I think my issue with him, which probably I shouldn't say, given I just picked him as my differential for this
week. I'm asking you to undo all the good work you've
said.
Yeah,
I know. But my issue with him is probably that he's definitely going to be a 1 week maybe keeping for Wolves. But after that, he's definitely then going to be a sell again because potentially the blank in 29, you're going to want to use that midfielder slot somewhere else. Mm. Whereas I think if you've got a Diaz or a Gakpo, then maybe they are slightly more longer term holds. It's just the form right now for Szoboszlai has been excellent. So hence, picking him. But I think if it's a punt, if I was free hitting this week, I might be tempted.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good point. Do you think people will free hit? Actually, we didn't mention that in the chips. Is it a good week to free hit?
There's 69,000 free hits active at the moment, so probably not. I think you're better off to wait for one of the latter blank game weeks around the FA Cup would be my advice. But if you want to try and exploit a double, then you can. It's just not necessarily... I think all that's going to happen is you'll free hit in players that people have already got. So you've probably already got at least one or two Liverpool assets. So then you're only adding one. Are you really going to get three Everton players if you're free hitting? Probably not. So I think you can wait for a better game where you can exploit the free hit better then.
Yeah. Okay then. And just taking a look at the Excel spreadsheet that Sam makes with the differentials, because I just big Jules up then saying he got his last three.
Although Kels, I just noted I don't do maths correctly. So he's had more successful picks than I've given him credit for.
Yes, thank you.
That's
what I thought. I didn't want
one,
to say it.
Two, three,
he's had 10.
Four, five, six, seven, eight. Yes, he has.
Yeah. 10 to 11,
okay, so
it?
You've No, it's 10 all.
It's 10 all for successful picks.
For successful picks.
That makes me feel good.
But Sam is ahead in terms of points. She's got 111 points from her differentials. You've only got 89.
Okay.
But you needed the last three game weeks is all I'm saying because you were struggling before then.
Never in doubt.
It was four wins from five.
Yeah, that's exactly.
There's a fair few weeks though, guys, where both of you have got no points.
I need to really up my game. Szoboszlai needs to really do well.
There's one, two, three.
Iliman Ndiaye is going to win this week again.
There's six game weeks where neither of you picked a successful one.
All right.
But that hasn't been for five game weeks now. So you are improving between you gradually. Let's end on transfers and captains then. I mean, captain, Mo Salah?
Mo Salah and possible triple captain,
as State the
Sam
obvious,
said.
Yeah,
definitely.
So Jules, what are you going to do?
Captain Salah, I'm not sure about the triple captain I said, but Sam made a really good case for it. So I'll just wait and then see how
you're worried about his lack of goals though in recent weeks.
Yeah,
aren't
a little
you?
Bit. And Sam just read his XG on the last three games, was it?
Yeah, 0.88.
Yeah, which is not much really when you think when you're Mo Salah and when you're Liverpool. So I'll see. But yeah, I might be still tempted by Sam's case to play. Just I'm playing catch up as well, as you know, because my season hasn't been great. So why not? Yeah, definitely.
Sam, can you can see how many people have activated the triple captain? Can you see who they've activated it on?
No. I can't see that, but I can I imagine that nearly all of them are on Mo Salah.
Or Mikulenko.
Or Pickford.
Or Beto.
Yeah. Or Beto. Imagine.
DCL's injured.
Gakpo might have a few. Might have a few. Yeah, I mean, I was actually really worried that you were both going to triple captain Salah this week because it could easily
I am.
Yeah, well, I think you'll be ahead of me by the time next week rolls around.
Ooh, I mean, that would be...
Don't lure me in, that's getting
excited. Kels, come on, you have to do it. You and
I'm
you,
doing
you
that
and
I'm
I can
the
do
thing
it.
My little girl does when she gets excited and gets her feet. My legs are going like that. The thought of being ahead of Sam for one game week. What a loser. Got way too excited about that. Also, you're just trying to lure me in. You just want me to have used my triple captain to get it out of the way so
she's
I don't have it.
So Machiavellic,
I need to calm down. I need to realise this is all mind games now. I wonder what Ian's doing. We might become Team cool. Ian over here.
Yeah.
He'll definitely be ahead of me. He'll be top of our mini league,
I think.
Because he will triple captain.
Do you regret having played your triple captain?
I thought you were going to say, do you regret putting Ian in the league?
No. We love Ian.
Do I regret playing it?
Yeah, surely you do now. Be honest. That's a yes.
You've said that you would play it this game week if you had it, so you must regret it.
Yes, but are you
we're getting really corner Jules.
Yes, clearly, because I had it on Haaland and he just got a goal. But equally, like I don't think you can you can't really regret them. It's a decision, isn't it?
You can regret
it's just one of those things.
I regret everything.
It's not.
It was back in October. Like I'm way over it by now. Like I don't know.
But we're bringing it up again to
Yeah. Me and Kels, we play Salah triple captain this week, this double game week. And then if he does well, this is coming back to haunt you.
Part of me that wants to say, why doesn't just one of us triple captain? And then we can have the triple captain chat again later in the season and keep haunting
you. True, and keep haunting you. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I hate you both.
If I'm honest, I think both me and Jules will get the fear in triple captains now and it'll be over with.
It's going to be a horrendous game week if you don't play a chip. Like, I'm not planning to play any chips. And with that many triple captains and assistant manager chips active, my arrow, whatever happens, will be red. I'm pretty sure of that.
I don't know if this is mind games. Okay, then let's talk about transfers because you've both gone early. Is that right? No, Sam hasn't because she's got the goalkeeper headache. So you've gone Gakpo for who, Jules?
No, Wood for Gakpo.
Oh, but you brought in Gakpo. Sorry, I said it the wrong way around, didn't I?
Yeah, so I sold Wood and brought in Gakpo.
That's the most popular transfer this week by some distance. Over 141,000 managers have done that. Interestingly, in terms of the popular transfer combinations, Gakpo features in all six of the top six. He's been sold most popularly for Wood, as I mentioned, then for Raul Jimenez, then Joao Pedro, then Nicholas Jackson, and then Cunha, then Ndizin after that, with people bringing him in for Raul. And then people already are selling Mateta and bringing Gakpo as well. There's some real double game week fear there. I can smell it. Sam, what are you going to do? Take a big, deep breath.
I wanted to do Vandenberg out for Mykolenko. That was the transfer I've been planning all week. But Raya, it might now be Raya to Pickford, which is actually one of the most popular transfer combinations anyway. So whatever happens, some kind of Everton defensive person will be arriving in my team. It'll either be the goalkeeper or it'll be a defender. Like, I'm not entirely sure which one. I'd rather do Mykolenko and keep Raya, I think. I annoyingly don't have the money in the bank to do Fabianski to Pickford. If I had the money to do Fabianski to Pickford, that's what I would do. Mm. But I don't have the budget for that. So it's going to have to be the Raya.
You just got one transfer.
Again, yeah, because I've had to deal with Solanke last week, didn't I? Remember, these constant injuries. I'm bound to get an injury as well this double game week. So I think probably I'll end up playing it safe. I do not want to be going into this double game week already down because I'm not playing a chip and then not have a goalkeeper. Because that would be a disaster.
Why is Raya not flagged on the game?
Don't know. Probably will be.
I don't believe Arteta.
Probably just because we're recording this a little bit too early and they've not done the update after last night.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, have you got Raya as well, Jules?
No. I was wondering because, like, obviously we know why he didn't play against Girona in the Champions League in midweek, but is it really an injury and is he really...
I wish
that,
I knew,
that
Jules.
For, I mean, since I've revealed that, like, admitted that left Saliba on the bench, to be fair to the game, I'm not going to tell you anything anyway.
Brilliant. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
What's the point of having you here?
Can we get a new Julian Neron next week? Someone less annoying, someone that actually gives info that they know.
Yeah, let's get Ian.
Someone that's a bit better at FPL.
You criticised me for being fair. That never happened to me. I'm never fair either.
I never do that.
No, I'm never fair usually, but I was this time. And
Jules,
is
that the one transfer you're making?
Yes.
How many do you have?
That was the only one I had this week. Then I'm expecting to have four next week. I will have four next week, but yeah, this time.
You're just going to get given three?
Well, apparently because he's handsome, according to him the other week.
Yeah, dealing going on here. Honestly, there is no dodgy dealing. Jules just forgets he has transfers. I think, and ends up with
so
those.
Yeah, that was my only one free transfer. So I spend it on Gakpo. Very good. Very well spent.
Well, you'll decide that after the game, I think. Right, on that note, I think it's time for us to go. Very best of luck, Sam. I look forward to hopefully looking down on you in our mini-league the next time we speak. It won't happen. Hold on a sec. I think Jules is almost Team Kelly on this, which is the first time this has ever happened.
Why?
Yeah, but then if I overtake you, he'll switch over to your side. So I know how his mind works.
Is that how his mind works? Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, he's just... I was about to swear then. He's just... what do you call it? I can't think of a non...
We'll just bleep it, don't we?
He's just a troublemaker.
No, troublemaker. That's what we'll go with. Yes, just a troublemaker.
I've been called worse, so it's okay.
Yeah, and you were about to be by me until I realised where we were talking. A reminder, I hope we can get rid of that. A reminder then, your deadline is 11 o'clock on Saturday, back to the slightly earlier time. That's 90 minutes ahead of Nottingham Forest against Brighton, which is the 12:30 kickoff. Off the Bench, we'll be back on Tuesday. It's Lee and Az talking you through the key talking points from game week 24 so far, because of course we'll only be midway through it. I'll be back with the Fantasy Show on Friday. Once again, I haven't checked who's in the studio with me. I know it's not you, Sam. That's about it. And we'll be back, as always, next Thursday ahead of the FA Cup weekend, still bringing you plenty of info despite there being no FPL. A reminder, as always, please rate and review. We love hearing from you if it's positive. See you later.